Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Cain. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Ladies and gentlemen, last night I began to think to myself, what would the news actually sound like currently in the United States of America if we actually had fair, unbalanced news that stuck to facts and did not try to politicize either way, left or right, a certain ideology? And I'm going to tell you, it sounds far different in my head than it's sounding on my television or on my radio. So I thought on today's show, I would just bring you up to date on some of the news of the past several weeks that you may not have heard, or you may have heard with a slant, or you may have heard with a particular ideology in mind. And instead of doing any of that, just give you the facts as we know them. Let you form your own opinion. So, ladies and gentlemen, here now the news. United States educational system in total collapse. That's the headline, folks. The United States educational system is in total collapse. We now have information that since the COVID lockdowns, schools that were forced to close and homeschooled their students, that 4 points in math and 5 in reading and English have been deducted from the overall average of our students, which, by the way, was low to begin with. It was low to begin with. So now we understand very clearly, folks, that the lockdowns themselves, as it related to children not being able to go to school, not only hurt them educationally, we now see that most of these lockdowns were very, very, very unnecessary. So who suffered through this? Your children suffered through this. So the news headline should be, test scores plummet in overall ability, thanks to draconian lockdowns that now seem unnecessary. Are you going to hear that headline anywhere? I don't think you're going to. I'm pretty sure you're not going to. But let's continue with the educational crisis, shall we? We now have this headline. Vice principal of a school says he will not hire Christians nor Republicans to teach children in his school. Admits thing to indoctrinate children with their own political ideology. Admits it. This is on camera. This is not something I made up. This is not something somebody made up out of some fantasy dream. He is on camera with Project Veritas explaining how he feels his job is to indoctrinate your children into a left-wing ideology. That's what he said. Also said that he, who can, I guess, in some ways, rig the hiring process, will not hire anyone of a Christian faith, will not hire anyone who's a staunch Republican. Why is that? Can you imagine the outrage if we said we're not going to hire someone of a Muslim faith or a Democrat? Did you hear this reported on your news? It's a documented fact. You can see the video. end there either. Here's some more educational news. We'll start with education today. Teacher, finally relieved from her position after initially being allowed to keep her position with explanation for telling an entire classroom of children that it is bigoted and hateful to call someone who sleeps with children a pedophile and insists that they call them minor the way we address people with respect. Wrong. What the hell is wrong with this party? What the hell is wrong with the left wing of this country? Oh, we can't call illegal aliens illegal aliens. They're just undocumented aliens. We can't call pedophiles pedophiles. They're just minor attracted people. What next? What next? Can we call people rapists, or is it unwanted sexual partners? Can we call somebody a bank robber or authorized loan recipient? According to this teacher, she's defending herself by saying, no, 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 we were going to study the crucible, and I was talking about how people have unpopular opinions and unpopular mindsets, and I was just telling them one of them might be that you can't call pedophiles minor attracted people. But then we listened to the videotape. Initially, the principal stuck up for her and said, no, no, she was just trying to make a comparison, and it was an ill thought out comparison. But what she was trying to do is teach the children that, much like in the crucible, some people hold beliefs that are unpopular, catch on, and be dangerous or whatever. No, we've heard the tape. She yelled at a kid named Diego and said, Diego, you do not call these people pedophiles. They are minor attracted persons. So finally, the principal had to, agree and say, yes, she's fired. Yes, she's fired. There was another teacher who said, well, you know, you can't just judge people because they want to sleep with a five-year-old. I can't? I can't do that? Folks, these are the people who are teaching your children. So there's a headline. School teacher says there are no such things as pedophiles, just minor attracted people. Now, you know what they're going to do? Because I know that in the chat room somebody said, well, what's the definition of a pedophile? Okay, well, I'll tell you what it is according to them. And then I'll tell you what it is according to me. According to them, if you have not actually did the deed and molested a child, you're not a pedophile. Because you didn't go through with it. You're just a minor attracted person. You want to do it, but you didn't. So let me apply that to everything then. Then are you homosexual if you just haven't had a relationship with a man but you want to? Are you lesbian if you just wanted to have a relationship with a woman but you haven't? That's very interesting because you say, well, I knew from pretty much my youngest days that I was born homosexual. Were you? Well, then I'm sure you weren't having any relations at that age. And yet you eagerly say, I knew I was homosexual. Oh, then you are homosexual. Without contact with another man, you say, I considered myself homosexual at 8 or 9 or 10 because I knew. Okay, well, guess what? Then you're a pedophile, whether you've touched somebody or not. If you can be a homosexual or a lesbian without touching anybody, at 8 or 9 or 10 years old and understand it, then you damn sure can understand if you're a pedophile. Quit trying to normalize it. It's not normal. And it's not legal. So there's a headline. Educational system attempting to sexualize your children and normalize pedophilia. Oh, and they are trying to sexualize your children because here's another headline. From the educational news, schools allow children Some schools are now allowing children to change their name and their gender at will without their parents' permission, meaning that Johnny can go to school today and say, my name is Belinda, and I'm a unicorn. And the teacher will say, okay, Belinda, you're the unicorn today. Tomorrow you can be a polar bear. The next day you can be a washing machine. And your name can be Bill or Betty. Are you kidding? How are you going to call attendance? And all without parents' permission. All without your permission. These are the same people, by the way, who talk to children about, wouldn't you like to try to be another gender for a day? Just try it. Wouldn't it be fun? Give it a try. See if you like it. These are the people who have your children in their grasp for 6-7 hours a day. And now the newest one, here's another headline. Some schools advocating for introducing pornography into sexual education classes to children as young as 9. That's right. There are some teachers now who are saying, you know, during sexual education classes, which start at 8 or 9 in some places, we should introduce pornography so we can allow children to understand their reactions and how they react. And are you insane? I mean, when are parents going to wake up? Do you know what would happen to someone who tried to introduce a 9-year-old to pornography if you said, hey, we're going to go into this booth and watch a movie? You're going to jail, and rightfully so. But if you're a teacher, I guess you can say, I was just trying to educate them and make them understand their feelings and what their feelings meant. You're a pervert. And if I had a child and you came anywhere near them, you'd regret ever knowing my name. This is your educational system. Our educational system in this country under total collapse and assault. Because they're not bothering to teach your children to read and write. They're not bothering to teach your children how to add 2 plus 2. They're not bothering to teach your children real history. They're too busy saying, are you a unicorn today, Johnny, or are you a girl? Linda, would you like to look at this magazine that shows women with other women? Are you insane? And then when these parents find out what's happening and they go to school board meetings, livid. Why wouldn't you be livid? Would you show up at that school board meeting and say, excuse me, I just have a little question. I understand that my 9-year-old daughter came home with some lesbian pornography and an assignment to write how it makes her feel. And, you know, I'm a little uncomfortable with that, but if you could just explain it to me. No, they're livid. They're saying, hey, pervert, stop trying to sexualize my child. And guess what Merrick Garland says? Oh, you're a domestic terrorist. You raised your voice at a school meeting. You're damn right we raised our voice at a school meeting. We don't want our children sexualized by you pervert. Oh, but we're the threat. Not you. You're not the threat. The teachers who say, I won't hire any Republicans, and I won't hire any Christians to teach or Catholics. Not the teachers who say, I think we should introduce pornography into our curriculum of sexual education. Not the teachers who say, wouldn't you like to try being a little girl today or a little boy today, depending on what your gender is? Not the ones who say, we're going to make them read books that have explicit sexual content, to the point where one woman who actually went to one of these school board meetings started to read out loud a book that her 10-year-old daughter was told to read, which had explicit, detailed accounts of oral sex between a girl, a young girl, and a boy. And they told her, stop, you can't read that. That's offensive. Don't read that out loud with nothing but adults in the room. But you gave it to her daughter to read, didn't you? You know what that's like saying? That's like saying, well, you know, your house got burglarized and you caught the guy in the middle of your yard. And why are you so angry? You're like a domestic terrorist. You went after that poor man. All he was trying to do is, you know, get a few things for himself. And he went nuts. You're the problem, not the guy that broke in your house. He didn't do anything to you. And now you're running after him, threatening to beat him up. You need counseling. You need anger management. They've got the whole thing ass backwards, folks. They're trying to indoctrinate your children. So, yes, the headline should read, education in this country under total collapse, indoctrination of your children. This is not something I made up. Every single thing I have said here, you can research and find out I'm absolutely correct. And there's not one single damn reason for it. Next headline, FBI weaponized. Don't believe me? Well, guess what we found out today? Here's a headline. FBI caught actually paying, the FBI paying for phony information that would help to impeach Donald Trump in the Russiagate scandal. The FBI, not the Hillary Clinton campaign, which is crooked as I don't know what, the FBI itself. We have note after note after note after note and email that no one's doing anything about. Here's a headline. We have an email from an FBI agent saying since Donald Trump won, we have to put our plan into place. What's your plan? Why aren't you before the House somewhere answering the question, what was your plan? Well, I'll tell you what your plan was, to pay for phony Russian propaganda so that you could impeach a man who did absolutely nothing to you. We know that James Comey had drafted a letter saying they were not going to in any way, shape, or form press any charges against Hillary Clinton before she was even interviewed. Before she was even interviewed, the letter clearing her was written. Here's another headline. FBI targets over 40 Trump supporters. Issues warrants, one being a guy who sells pillows on television. He has no power. He doesn't do anything. He sells freaking pillows. Oh, but he was a Trump supporter, and he actively said that he thought the election was phony. And in this country, you're not allowed to say that. But we are the fascists, the MAGA Republicans are the fascists, because you dare to doubt our democracy. Yeah, we dare to doubt it because the facts are right there, folks. The facts are right before your eyes. Where's the headline that says FBI has been weaponized to be a political arm of the left wing? Oh, every time somebody does something against Donald Trump and they get caught, do they get fired? No, they get promoted. He was the only one that got perp walked out of the FBI building because they knew he had went way too far and they couldn't possibly justify what he did. Where's the big headline that the FBI has been weaponized? And oh, by the way, while you're serving warrants on 40 Trump supporters, and while you have people from January 6th still in jail and still not charged with a crime, how would you like to be sitting in jail for that length of time and they're still saying, well, we haven't charged you with anything yet? Well, then why are they in jail? Here's the warrants on Hunter Biden. Where's the warrants on Hunter Biden's associates? Where's the warrants on Epstein's client list? No, we're busy running off the evil supporters of Donald Trump. To hell with Jeffrey Epstein's client list. Wow, they're only 14-year-old girls who were raped. Who gives a flying F about them? We need to stop that evil Donald Trump and the MyPillow guy. My God, he's a threat to our democracy, the MyPillow guy. Stop him at all costs. Who cares about Epstein Island? Who cares about Hunter Biden having associates that are Chinese spies? The threat to our democracy is the MyPillow guy. Now I want you to ask yourself a question. Name me the charge that Donald Trump was actually charged with that turned out to be true. None. None. I can name you a dozen crimes that Hunter Biden has committed that has video evidence on his laptop. Where is his warrant? Where is the banging on the door and we're searching your house? Where is the FBI raid? Where's the FBI calling in Joe Biden's daughter to say, whether your diary was stolen or not, my dear, you need to explain what inappropriate showers with your father means, because he's the president of the United States of America, and we cannot have that. We need to know. No, they don't need to know. They don't care. They care about the MyPillow guy. Care about parents at school board meetings. But they don't care about Hunter. They don't care about Joe. They don't care about Epstein Island. They don't care about Ghislaine Maxwell. They don't care about any of that. They got no time for that. They're too busy hunting down my pillow guy. You think that's normal? Where's the big headline? Where's the big headline that says FBI becomes a political arm, not a law enforcement arm? Where's the headline that says we demand Epstein's client list? The headline that says we demand Ghislaine Maxwell's statements and the videos that were confiscated? Oh, wait a minute. The videos weren't confiscated, because despite the fact that she had said for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them, FBI found none when they went to Epstein Island. Gee, they're all gone. Amazing. There's not one. Where's the investigation into whether Jeffrey Epstein killed himself or not? Oh, the security cameras weren't working, and the guards fell asleep, and a paper sheet turned into a cloth one, and the top medical examiner in the history of the United States of America said it's impossible. There's nothing to see here, folks. We can't waste any time with this. We got to go get the MyPillow guy. Absolutely unbelievable. President of the United States, most likely compromised by our enemies. Or could easily be compromised by our enemies, and the FBI does not care. They care about Mike Lindell's cell phone. Because he might have said, I don't think this election was legitimate. And what power does Mike Lindell have? I don't give a damn if Mike Lindell says, I don't think there's a... the sky's not blue. What do I care what Mike Lindell says? I care what Mike Lindell says. He's a private citizen. Why are you going after private citizens who committed no crime? Why are you going after parents who are upset because their children are being sexualized, their children are being indoctrinated, their children are being subjected to basically the poorest educational system we've ever seen in this country, which is now focusing not on fundamentals, but on feelings. And sexuality, and political correctness. Who cares if 2 + 2 = 4? If you want it to be 7, it's 7. Because whatever you want, it's like a hedonistic society where you just say, whatever you want today. There's no news covering that. Where's the news? You know why? Because it would scare people to death. That's why. Because the one thing I do believe, and I hope I'm right, is that regardless of whether you're a liberal, a Democrat, a Republican, a conservative, an independent, whatever the hell you are, if you have children, you do not want your children subjected to this. And if you do, your children should be taken away from you because you're an unfit parent. There's something mentally wrong with you. These teachers went power mad. And they think these are their children. And they are being told by the Board of Education, this is how you will indoctrinate them. We have video evidence of people saying, this is how I sneak my political ideologies into the lessons I give. We have video evidence of teachers saying, we should introduce pornography to 9-year-olds. They're not even hiding it. It's not like they're saying it behind closed doors and somebody snuck in a cell phone to record them. They're doing it on Zoom calls while they're actually speaking to the Board of Education, saying, I have an idea. For our sexual education classes, we should introduce all forms of pornography. All forms? You're going to introduce all kinds of S&M porn? Threesomes and all kinds of things? Is that what you want your 9-year-old to see and say, how do you react to that? How do you feel about that? Is that in any way arousing to you? You know who does that? Creepo pedophiles do that. Oh, wait, minor attracted persons, you can't say pedophile. Where's the news? This is important. They're coming for your children. And I would like to hope that regardless of what your political ideology is, you want your children safeguarded from nonsense like this. Starts with the words, without parent consent. It happens in a school, I'm against. Unless it's literally life-saving medical care. We couldn't reach the parent on the phone, so we had to give the kid stitches or whatever. Well, whatever. Anything short of that, I'm against. But let's continue the headline. Inflation soars to all-time high in the United States of America today, folks. Did you hear that? No, you know what you heard? Things are better than they ever have been. The economy is bouncing back in record amounts. Gas is lower than it's been since Joe Biden took office and still continuing to fall. Everything is going so well. Joe Biden's actually on television saying, gas is now under $4 a gallon. Congratulations. You know why? Because demand went down. And you begged Saudi Arabia to increase their production while you shut all of ours down. You didn't hear that on the news, did you? That's the only reason it went down. And while it was going down, everything else in the world is going up. Been to a supermarket lately? Been to a restaurant lately? Everything's going up, 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 up. When the new inflation numbers came out, they were way higher than they were expected to be. And still, the administration takes a victory lap and says, everything's wonderful, because they get to control the news. Where's the news? Where's the real news saying inflation hits all-time high? People cannot afford groceries. Oh, but the job numbers are wonderful. Yeah, because everybody needs a second job. And they're falling. So don't believe the inflation either. It's going to get worse. Amtrak is threatening to go on strike. What do you think that's going to do? What do you think that's going to do if the railroad industry just shuts itself down? Oh, but I know. We have to go green. Well, did you hear this reported on the news? Let me do my best newscaster voice. It's on global warming today. Have deduced that if every car in America to be an electric car, we would save approximately 1% on global warming. 1% of greenhouse gases. That's it. So converting this entire country to electric automobiles will reduce the emissions 1%. How come that's not on the news? How come somebody isn't screaming, the rush to electric cars has little to nothing to do with climate change, because experts have now deduced that it's only going to save about 1%. Where's that on the news? It's not on your news, but it's the truth. So this is not about climate change, folks. The switch to electric cars has nothing to do with climate change, or very, very, very little, 1% to do with it. Has everything to do with who has the lithium batteries, who has the cobalt mines. Look into it. Not the United States of America. I can tell you that. You're going to have one of the most brutal winters we have ever had. And everyone on television is smiling and saying, but gas prices are down. Okay, they're $3.90 a gallon where I am. When Donald Trump was in office, they were $2. Now, I may not be the best in math, but I'd say that's almost double. So, no, I'm not taking any victory lap. I'm not jumping for joy at the fact that you've reduced gas to only double what Donald Trump had it to. Yay! It used to be almost triple, but now it's double. We win. No, we don't win. We don't win till it's $2. Never going to be. And watch this rise like the phoenix from the ashes come late October, early November. Here's another news line you won't hear. Crime in particularly Democratic-run states and cities is out of control. People who were just released with no bail back onto the streets committing violent, violent crimes and sometimes murder within hours. And still, we don't want any bail for these people. You can't keep these people in prison. That's a terrible thing to do. I guess we've all forgotten that a man who tried to run his wife over with his car and partially succeeded was not only let out of jail, but his driver's license wasn't even revoked. So he then decided, I guess I'll take my car and plow through a Christmas parade and kill women, children who were trying to celebrate Christmas. We've just heard of a man who beheaded a woman on the street. Beheaded her on the street. No, not a jihadi terrorist. Just another criminal who could never have been out. Crime is out of control. It's out of control to the point where there's people who fear to leave their house. But the Democratic elite do not see this because they do not live anywhere near crime. They live in gated communities with high security fencing and security guards at the door while telling you you don't need any and the border is secure. They don't see crime. They don't live anywhere near crime. So they don't care. They don't care if your son or daughter is in danger. They don't care if your daughter is carjacked at a gas station and brutally beaten. They don't care if your son is the victim of a drive-by when the people didn't even know him. They just said, let's go out and kill somebody for fun. They don't care if there's a homeless population so rampant in most of these cities that literally is crazed and will kill you for $2 if you've got it in your pocket. They don't care. They're not suffering through it. They don't live anywhere near that. So they don't care. And that leads us to another news headline you won't hear. Border of the United States of America now declared wide open. Wide open, folks. While they're telling you the border is secure, this border is wide open. And way too many immigrants are flooding across it. Way too many for us to be able to adequately deal with. Don't believe me? Well, guess where they wanted to ship them all? We want them to go to Texas. And we want them to go to primarily red states and let them handle it. Well, guess what the governor of Texas and Florida did? They shipped their asses to New York, who said, we're a sanctuary city. We welcome all you people. Well, as soon as they start arriving on the buses, Eric Adams and Hochul have a stroke. We can't have these people here. What do you want us to do with them? We can't do this. Oh. But you want Texas to do it. But you don't want to do it. Hey, you're a sanctuary city. That's what you declared. Deal with them. Deal with all of them. Texas is under no obligation to take one. Not one. They're not a sanctuary city, state, right? So, unfortunately, you are. So deal with them. Send them all to California. What did Ron DeSantis do? He shipped some of them. Well, I guess a few of them actually went to right around Kamala Harris's area and got off buses. And then there were other ones he sent to very, very, very rich areas. And they're freaking out. All of you elite rich who say, we want open borders. We want we welcome everyone, but not in our community. Start seeing the aliens getting off the bus beside your beautiful mansion or your lakeside cabin or from your tennis courts. You're saying, oh, my God, what is this? These people don't belong here? Really? So while you're sitting in your $5 million mansion saying, oh, you people are so racist not to take these people. Yeah, yeah. When they start walking around your grounds, it's, oh, shoot them. Get these people out of here. These are common folk. Amazing. Amazing. Send them up to Martha's Vineyard. See how that works. See how that works for you. So immigration, and especially as it relates to illegal aliens, is out of control. We have now accepted more illegals into this country than the population of Ireland. Did you hear that on the news? Oh, but the borders are closed. It's almost impossible to get in. It's a process. And believe me when we tell you that we're secure. We're quite secure. Really? Well, I don't know. All of Ireland apparently got in. One for one, illegal immigrants outnumber the entire population of Ireland. So you're lied to, folks. The border's not secure. The border's wide open. Absolutely wide open. So there we have it, folks. There's your news headlines, but nobody's telling you. Educational system in this country is collapsed. Your children are being indoctrinated. Your children are being poisoned and sexualized. Your children are being poised for a new lifestyle in which minor attracted people are accepted. The FBI has been weaponized when 40 or more Trump associates, some just private citizens, like Mike Lindell, is issued warrants by the FBI for, oh, he could be a domestic terrorist. Meantime, no Epstein client list. Meantime, no Hunter Biden raid on his house. Inflation is soaring. You can't afford to buy groceries. And they're taking a victory lap telling you how good the economy is. Oh, the economy's wonderful. Gas has come down. You people should kiss my feet. It was $2 when I got in, and it was $5 a year later, but I, through all of my wonderful management, have brought it down to just barely $4. Why, I'm a genius. Pick up a pound of ground beef, see how much that is. I stopped at a food truck the other day. True story. I didn't really look at the prices all that well. I figured, well, they have hamburgers. How much can a food truck hamburger be? So they had a super burger, two patties, onions, lettuce, tomato, and some bacon, and a side of fries. I said, hold the tomato on mine. I get a burger about the size of a Whopper, a small basket of fries, $18. $18 to a supermarket. Compare prices. I know a lot of you browse through like maybe Dollar General. Oh, do you see the prices going up? You know, I have cats. Canned cat food used to be $1. It's $1.59 now. That's quite a lot when you're buying a case of cat food every couple of weeks. Everything going up a quarter, 50 cents, 75 cents. Or more. Eggs, milk, bread, everything. Everything going up. And it's about to go up even more when you can even find what you're looking for. But that's not reported on the news. You know what's reported on the news? Economy doing wonderful. Sure it is. charted. And we hear occasionally, well, this happened today as a crime, but we're not, well, here's not, what's not being reported. The amount of crime and the rate that it's increasing in this country is so staggeringly high that it should scare the hell out of you. I don't care where you live, unless you are in the backwoods of West Virginia, so far up in the mountains that your nearest neighbor is a bear, you're in danger. You're in danger. That trip down to the store, your local store that used to be so safe, not safe now. Letting your kids walk around the mall on a Friday night to just have some fun, that's not safe now. Stopping to pump gas, that's not safe now. Stopping at a red light isn't safe anymore. Walking the street in broad daylight in a city is not safe anymore. And just as coincidence would have it, 9 out of 10 of the worst rates of crime just happen to be in Democratic-run states and cities. Oh. Well, I'm sure that's just a coincidence. I'm sure it has nothing to do with their policies. Why would it? And another news headline that you're not hearing, of course, the push for electric cars has little to nothing to do with actual warming or climate change, because we now have concrete evidence that if every car in the United States of America were an electric car, it would only reduce the emissions by about 1%. There we have it, folks. These are the things you will not hear on the news. Let me go to the phones and see what everybody thinks about these real news articles that nobody's talking about. Caller, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am. What's going on, Mark? First, I'm going to comment on the school issue where they're attempting and succeeding, by the way, to teach 9-year-olds about and inject to a 9-year-old class pornography. I think it's outrageous, and that's not even the right word. I can't even say that word on the air. Honestly, these people should have their licenses taken away. Didn't these teachers take an oath to protect these kids? You're obviously a pedophile in disguise. You're pretending to be a teacher. When it comes down to it, you're a pedophile. Or, excuse me, minor attractive person. Go pound sand. You're a minor attractive person. Just because you haven't acted on it, it still makes you a sicko pedophile. Period. End of story. No discussion. No argument. Go pound sand. Go fly kite. Okay? You don't teach my 9-year-old about pornography.
Let me comment on this. You know what these people are trying to say? They're literally trying to say, well, I'm sure your daughter had a teacher who was attracted to females. I'm sure your college-educated daughter has a college professor who's attracted to females. Does that mean he can't teach just because he's attracted to females? Well, then it doesn't mean that a man who's attracted to minors can't teach. What's the difference? That's what they're trying to promote. I'll tell you what the difference is. It's not illegal to be attracted to a female of age. It's not illegal to be attracted to a male of age. It is psychologically, if you were attracted to a 9-year-old child, there's something psychologically wrong with you. And I do not want someone who has a psychological problem teaching my child anything, whether they act on it or not. It's irrelevant. Absolutely irrelevant. But let me go back to you on another one. The FBI, literally 40 different Trump supporters or people within Trump's circle have been issued subpoenas and warrants, including Mike Lindell. Where's the warrants, caller, for Hunter Biden? Where's the warrants for the people on Jeffrey Epstein's flight log? Where's the warrants for the people that Ghislaine Maxwell has identified? Where are their warrants?
You know where their warrants are? They're not written because they've got D next to their name. Hunter Biden is the smartest guy that Joe Biden knows. We're in trouble. We're in absolute trouble. I heard, yeah, you tell me if you've heard this also, that Mike Lindell, the pillow guy, apparently who is public enemy number one, had his car surrounded in the drive-thru of Hardee's and took his cell phone.
Yes, the cell phone that he conducts business on. And I want to say something else, too. In the Mar-a-Lago raid, the FBI took private communications between Donald Trump and his lawyer. That is illegal. You have a right to privacy in that area, and absolutely illegal for them to take it. We now know that this thing is going to fall flat. They're going to try to indict him on whatever they can, just like they impeached him twice on crapola. All of this is to try to sway the midterms. That's all this is about, folks. But you can't listen to your news, because here's the problem, and the Republicans should be screaming it at the top of their lungs. The Republicans have to get this message out. Democrats, independents, liberals, whoever you are, they're coming for your children. They want to sexualize your children. They want to indoctrinate your children. They want to make your children mindless little robots that they control. They want to tell them that they can say above you what's good for them, and they should listen to the teachers above the parents. Is that what you want for your child? If the answer is no, we have something in common. So let's start there. Now, do you want to be subjected to endless FBI raids because you support Joe Biden, endless harassment by law enforcement groups because you've decided to vote Democrat? Do you want to be turned down for a job because you happen to be a Democratic supporter? If the answer is no, then we got something in common. But you can't want it for the other side either. If you're a Democrat and you're listening to me, I'm begging you right now to use common sense, which is the name of this show, common sense in a world of insanity. Use common sense. This Democratic Party, this current Democratic Party, must be destroyed. They have been infiltrated by fascists, Marxists, communists, socialists, to the point where they want to control every aspect of your life. You need to punish them. You need to send them a message. No, this is not my Democratic Party. No, this is not what Democrats stand for. No, this is not the way it's going to be. When they crash and burn, and all of these ridiculous extremists are dealt losses, and they have no political power, your Democratic Party will go back to being what it once was. So if you're a true Democrat, hand them the worst defeat you've ever seen, because you don't want this for your children. Do you want you to send your wife to the store for milk and bread and wonder if she's going to get raped in an alleyway by somebody who was just let out 5 minutes ago? I bet the answer is no. Do you want your children subjected to pornography at the age of 9? I bet the answer is no. Well, they do. So don't tell me I'm going to vote Democrat if you don't stand for these things. And I got a big news flash for you folks. They don't give one damn about women's rights. You know what the headline should be on this abortion thing? Number one, they're lying to you because every state can now decide for themselves, and guess who gets to decide? The voters. Nobody's taking any women's rights to abortion away because the voters can simply vote for it. But it was never about women's rights to begin with. It was about population control. I said the quiet part out loud. Of course we want you to abort your children. The world's getting too crowded. We need to file in as many illegal aliens as the country of Ireland has. You can't have your baby. Abort it. Population control, not women's rights. And nobody's taken away a woman's rights because if you think New York, California, any of these states are going to vote in candidates who say there was no abortion ever for no reason, no one's going to do that. Not even Republican states are going to do that. And if they do, well, it's going to be a rare one, and you just don't live there then if that's what you don't want. Every state has different laws. The vast majority of these states are going to have legal abortion to some degree. They're just trying to muddy the waters with that. You cannot allow this. If you're a Democrat, you cannot allow this because eventually it's going to happen to you. You can't listen to this news. They're lying to you. They're not giving you adequate information. Do you know that they're saying that 2 out of 10, 20% of people who voted for Joe Biden said, I would not have voted for Joe Biden had the FBI made a statement saying, we don't know to the extent of any involvement, but Hunter Biden's laptop is real. That's all they had to say is, yes, Hunter Biden's laptop is under FBI investigation. 20% would not have voted for Joe Biden. Take that 20%, do a little math, and you'll find out that Donald Trump would have been the president of the United States. And then you're going to tell me that we can't question if in any way, shape, or form this was an illegitimate election? Just giving you the math. I've just proven it's an illegitimate election because you withheld information. Forget voting machines. Forget, people harvesting ballots and all that stuff. Forget it. I just gave you a statistic that proves that this election would have had a different outcome had the FBI did the right thing and admitted while people were saying it's Russian propaganda, all they had to say was, no, no, it's not. We have his laptop and we're investigating it. Instead, you know what they did? They went to social media like Mark Zuckerberg and said, don't allow anyone to say it's real. It's Russian propaganda. The FBI did that, knowing it was real, knowing it wasn't Russian propaganda. What do you call that, Democrats? Please explain what you call that. If I know someone is under investigation for crimes that could potentially compromise a man who's running for president of the United States, I tell all of the news outlets and social media, it's a lie. None of this is real. It's Russian propaganda. When I know it's not, did I rig an election? Or am I an honorable person? Caller, if you say the election is rigged in any way, you're a domestic terrorist, but there's the proof.
Yeah, well, you've just proved that, you know, the number of people who said they would have changed their vote had they known about the laptop would make Donald Trump the president by a landslide. He was the president by the landslide anyway, but it would have been 100%. You know, I mean, for the love of God, Joe Biden did not have 81 million votes. I'm sorry, but he didn't. There can't be that many stupid people in the world. He didn't. He could not.
Even if he did, he wouldn't have had it. The argument just has to boil down to he wouldn't have had it. We have the proof he wouldn't have had it had the FBI did what was right for the American people, but they didn't. And matter of fact, instead of just doing nothing and making no comment, which would be bad enough, they actually did the opposite. They told news outlets and social media outlets it wasn't real. They lied. They lied to save a candidate they wanted in. And you're telling me there's not self-preservation involved in that? Come on. Come on. We don't even have time to talk about the pandemic. We don't even have time to talk about all the false information. All things on the news now should be we were wrong. We got it wrong. We apologize. CDC was wrong. Dr. Fauci was wrong. Our responses in various cities and states were wrong. You're not getting that. They'll just say CDC released a new report today saying that the rules may have changed a little bit and things may not have been quite how they seemed. Anyway, on to something else. No, dig into it. You were lied to. You were flat-out lied to be controlled. It's like a psyops game. Let's see how we can control these people using fear. Because we may have to use fear in the future, and we want to know how they're going to react. But you're not going to get that on the news. God forbid. My friends, the news is not fair, and I don't care if it's coming from the right wing. It's not fair there either. It's never been fair. You're getting it with a political ideology, and maybe I have a political ideology, but everything I've just told you is a fact, and you can go look it up, and you'll say, yeah, well, that's right. That's a fact. So we cannot play these games any longer, folks. We cannot turn to our news and say, tell me what to think. Because they realized they had the power to do that, and they exploited it. And now, folks, when it's most important for the future of your children, for the future of your country, for your economic stability, and for your very existence and safety, you have got to send these Democrats a crashing defeat. The Democratic Party is not going to fold. There's always going to be a two-party system in this country. But the Democrats themselves are going to change, and they're going to say, we don't need these radicals. These radicals have cost us everything. These people who want to sexualize your children and want criminals out of jail and want all this crazy stuff and want people eating bugs, and forget it. They're out. We're going to be the more normal Democrats. We may have a difference of opinion with Republicans, but we still are sane. You want that sane Democratic Party back? Destroy this one. You want to build back better so much? Build back better your own goddamn party, because your party is a disaster and it's overrun. It's overrun with crazed leftoids, caller.
You got that right. There are no words. There really aren't. They're just, some of the things I hear these Democrats say are just out, just beyond outrageous. And they just, they go along, and the news media just goes along with it like it's normal. And it's not. A lot of these people, if you could turn Bill Maher, then you could turn just about anybody, because he's about the
news media has been given their talking points, and we now know by who? By the Biden administration and by the FBI themselves. What do you think is going to happen? The FBI knocks on your door if you're a social media giant and says, here's what you're going to read. Strong arm tactics. It cost an election. That's all I can say. Stop believing the news. It's fake. Listen to yourselves. Do your own research, and you'll see. But you've been indoctrinated yourself in this country, and you can't want that for future generations. You just can't.